You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles guitarist Rick Schaefer and his latest release, Hidden Charms. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Rick Schaefer, guitarist for the band The Reds, who's just released his solo outing, Hidden Charms. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Rick regarding his career with The Reds and his latest solo release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Hidden Charms, here is Rick Schaefer with No Big Thing. From his CD, Hidden Charms, that was Rick Schaefer with No Big Thing. Visit Rick at his official website, tarockmusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Rick regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, like I said, you know, you've got a great CD out now, Hidden Charms, and how is it different from your previous release, Necessary Illusion?
It's really just built off of that. The basic idea was like incorporating like the garage rock kind of sounds of like the 60s, like stuff like the Early Stones and Yardbirds. And I'm really like into the Mississippi Hill country stuff, especially Jesse May Hemphill and that kind of sound, and people like Burnside and Junior Kimbrough and Charles Caldwell, guys like that. And I just really wanted to marry those sounds and like Slim Harpo and the Accello Lightning Slim kind of sounds into like a real marriage kind of thing, and go back to recording straight up. Like, I don't really punch in with stuff. I don't overdub, like, you know, parts. I cut the tracks as they are kind of thing.
I see. And it's only been a year. I mean, your two releases, your two solo releases thus far have only been a year apart. I mean, is
right.
That kind of typical for you? I mean, do you just sort of churn them out in that way, or?
Pretty much. I, like, usually write about 25, 30 songs a year. And, when you're with a major record company, you know, I mean, they go through all kinds of gyrations as far as, like, to do an album. Being with the indie thing, I can just do the stuff the way I want it, the sound that I want, and put the stuff out. And we do well enough in terms of our licensing and sales that it keeps everybody happy.
Right. And with this release having been out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm real happy with it. I got to where I wanted to get, like, in my head with the whole thing in terms of the sound and the songs. And putting it all together. And I wanted to make, like, that a jump from the Necessary Illusion album in terms of, just tighter song construction and the sound, the overall sound, and make it just a little bit harder edge. And the one that I'm working on now is, you know, the same kind of jump from Hidden Charms.
I see.
You just keep working on what you're doing.
Right. And explain the songwriting process for you, since we got the ball rolling. I mean, to talk about how you go about it.
It's a real varied way. I mean, basically, I'm, like, working all the time, like, writing stuff. And I have some friends that are in Mississippi that I work with just, you know, for feel things. And sometimes I record tracks there, too. But basically, it's like I just use, like, a boombox and the guitar and tambourine and, like, lay down the groove kind of part of it, and then, like, work up the lyrics, you know, from that standpoint, and then, you know, we'll just go to record it. Once I get the groove and the lyrics and, you know, the sound on the guitar and things together, then I'm ready to roll.
How did music get started for you? How did, you know, talk about how that began.
Well, it really, for me, it started, back in the 60s and seeing like, you know, what was going on and seeing other people doing music of that time period and, being into it. And then I guess around, like, I really start getting into the blues stuff, like, you know, from you get turned on by the British guys and then start seeking out, like, the real thing. And in 71, I got a record deal with these guys. They put out a record by a Philadelphia band called The Soul Survivors, Express Way to Your Heart, which was like a top 10 hit. And they put out this Chicago British blues album that I did called Freight Train. And it actually had two of the guys from the Reds in it. And, you know, from there, you know, went on to, like, you know, to do the Red stuff. It just kind of grew from that.
Right, and talk about how the Reds started.
The Reds really came out of the thing of when I met Bruce. We were working together, funny, in a record distributor, and we both had real similar. Bruce was in a band that used to play and open for a lot of really great bands in the 60s. He used to open for, like, Pink Floyd, Chicago. I mean, Savoy Brown, everybody. And he was, like, really into the blues stuff. And then he got into, like, a Miles Davis kind of sound. But when we got together with the Reds thing, we just wanted to do something that was hard, but with, like, electronic kind of sounds, like, because he was really into the Eno stuff and all. And we just wanted to incorporate that into what we were doing. And then we got we put out a couple independent singles, and we toured a lot up and down the East Coast. And then we got signed to A&M. And then, you know, really started, like, you know, doing, like, the bigger shows and more tours and playing live all the time.
And in working with him and composing, I mean, you guys also did a few soundtracks as well. I mean,
yeah.
What was it that you thought he brought to the table that made it work?
he's really unlike any other keyboard player that I've ever worked with. He has a real, really great sense of atmospherics. He has a really great sense of rhythm, and he has a really wide knowledge base of sounds and material. And his approach to music is really different. Like we'll do something, like we'll lay something down, and he'll just lay back and we'll play because he'll want to take in what's going on rhythmically, and then try to like atmospherically just fill in places, almost like an orchestrated kind of approach to it. But it's very like, you know, has a high noise quotient in terms of like the drones and things like that, and little figures that he comes up with. He's just very different in terms of a keyboard player.
I see. And are there any, are there any plans or thoughts of plans of doing Reds again with him, or?
You know, we released, in 07 and 09, we released two albums, Fugitives from the Laughing House and Early Nothing. And he's signed to a label called Ropadope that's like a electronic fusion, and he has a jazz, like a 70s kind of Tony Williams, Miles Davis kind of trio that he live dates with and releases. He's working on a second album with them right now. And we're talking possibly after I do this and he finishes up with that we would do something.
I see.
Red's record.
I see. And, you know, after working with him for years, what's it like, songwriting on your own and recording on your own and producing on your own?
It was different at first, and but it was like I think you get to the point from doing it for so long you really know what you want to do, but it was hard because we worked together for since 1977, and it was just a different approach, and I feel real comfortable with it now and really enjoy it. You do have the thing when you work with somebody else, you have to kind of be flexible to work with their schedule and their time and what they want to do and everything. And that's always, something you got to work out. This, I just do whatever I want.
Have there been any reactions to Hidden Charms that have surprised you at all?
I'm just glad that people like it. I'm very appreciative of that. That people are like really getting into it, and they totally get like what the record is about. That's one thing that I'm really happy with, and like just looking to build off of that, the whole thing.
Visit Rick at his official website, www.tarockmusic.com. From his CD Hidden Charms, here is Rick Schaefer once again with Buy and Sell. We'll be right back. Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Egypt Central, and their latest release, White Rabbit. Much like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, this stunning release grabs you and leads you through a mesmerizing journey. With tracks such as White Rabbit, Ghost Town, and Change, White Rabbit is an exciting listen that will keep you coming back for more. White Rabbit, the new release from Egypt Central, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.egyptcentral.net. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise. Truth is buried alive underneath this. Put a little rock wired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Rick Schaefer, who's just released his latest CD, Hidden Charms. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Rick regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And what songs off of the album, Hidden Charms, resonate for you the most and why?
That's interesting. I like a lot of things for different reasons. It's like, you know, I like, say, like the opening track, No Big Thing, just because it's like a hard driving, like a, you know, like a 64, 65, like kind of Stones, kind of in your face, like rocker from, you know, that time period. But I also like, you know, like the track we did the video for, I don't know whether you got to see that. It was shot in Newcastle in England.
And, I did, yes.
Yeah. And the director really wanted to have like a the factory kind of approach, like you know, the old Velvet Underground stuff and all. And like that track I really like just because of it's a simplistic kind of like approach to, you know, in terms of the songwriting and the sounds and just good hook kind of thing, and that style. Like it alternates really when you rip the album apart between, like, you know, something like that and the hard track Gonna Shout, and then like the more bluesy tracks like Nobody's Home or Cruel World or The Stranger, stuff like that. But I don't know, I like a track like, you know, Breaking Down, because it's just a really basic blues setup with a groove. They all have different characters to them, like people.
Yeah. And have there been any live performances for this album at all?
Nothing that, you know, no, like formal kind of things. Like, you know, if I'm in Mississippi, sometimes I'll do some things, you know, in like a little place down there, or like maybe like even a house party kind of thing, just to throw off some, you know, of that kind of thing, of that kind of groove and all. I'm just playing, you know, by myself. But no, not really. I'm really focused on writing and the licensing and, you know, that end of what we do. Like, I really like the material to be used in different things, in terms of film or TV, because I think it's a really great way to use the material to its strength in scenes and things like that. Then it's been the way I've been able to survive, you know, in terms of financial things, in terms of, like, you know, doing those movies and licensing stuff with television. That's you know, really what keeps everything going.
I could totally hear something, some of the songs on this album on something like True Blood, personally.
there's a couple things up, you know, in motion now that that people have, like, taken options on material for different things, TV, cable, and a film, so that's a good thing.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard Hidden Charms?
I'd like them to come away from that place when you just sit there by yourself and you get into something and, you know, it stays with you. That's the one thing that I really appreciate, like, when different people, you know, fans would contact me through the site and, you know, they say, I've been listening to your music for, like, you know, 30 years and I could still put on, like, this or that, you know, and I just can't get that track out of my head, you know. I mean, just like anybody that's really into music, I just hope they come away with, you know, the people like that I really like, you know, somebody like Slim Harpo or Magic Sam and the Stones, whatever, you know, just coming away with, you know, something just touches you. That's the whole point of this.
Visit Rick at his official website, www.tarockmusic.com. From his CD Hidden Charms, here is Rick Schaefer once again with Nobody Home. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Rick Schaefer for his time and his music, and to Teresa Marchione of Tarock Music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
But let's not be alone, and the bottom line, and this is mine.